Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, in light of seeing that a rapper from Migos died, I just wanted to go ahead and make a video about something I have a unique experience in. So I directed a bunch of rappers, people like Gucci Mane, Snoop Dogg, you know, Lil Yachty, the list goes on and on and on, okay? I learned a lot of things, and I have left the industry largely over my political beliefs, but there is something I want to impart to people to hopefully, you know, make some sort of change happen. So I have a challenge to rappers, and I know some of you still follow me. I know a bunch of the celebrity blogs still follow me from trying to get news from music videos and things like that. So here's the truth. The truth is this. A bunch of young black male rappers keep dying. You know who's not dying? Record executives. The record executives that push for them to continue to make songs and create a culture that is obsessed with death, drugs, and sex. Period. The industry is obsessed with it, but those record executives, they're not dying because they don't push this culture on their own people. But they're encouraging you to push it on yours, and they're paying you handsomely to do it. The reality is I know a lot of you. A lot of you are good people, you're family guys. You're not the image that you put out there to the world. Why? Why don't you be the example? Stand up. I challenge you. Be the example. Make music about the culture you want to see. Don't just get online today and talk about how, you know, whenever a rapper makes it, his own people take him down. Don't just make those videos. Don't be sad. Don't rest in peace. None of that stuff. Be the change you want to see. Inspire it in your community. Reach out to other rappers and say, we have to stop. We're being used. You've been used for a long time. You know, they create this paradigm to make you believe that you're so important and your celebrity status is worth so much, but in truth, you're a pawn in their game and you always have been. The government has wanted to hold down communities of people in different ways through different methods for a very long time. Their method in the black community has been to use entertainment to create a culture obsessed with death, drugs, sex, and money so that they could create a false paradigm of what happiness and what success really was. And in doing so, they created a world that also made people more dependent on government. And as a result, gave themselves more power. The record executives that push you to do this, to go and continue to profit off the backs of your work, they're in cahoots with the elite. They're in cahoots with the government. They want you to think you're important, but in truth, you're just doing their dirty work for them, so stop. They've empowered you in ways that are real. You have an audience. You have platforms. You have the ability to make change. So go against the grain together. They're more afraid of you all together standing up and creating a new culture that's built around family, faith, freedom, doing the right thing, valuing life, than they are of anything else. So I challenge you, use your power to do the right things. If you continue to do the same thing you've done, more rappers like this are going to die. How many have to die before you change the culture? And let me tell you something else. There's a reason the record labels pay us more to do rap videos. They don't tell you that, do they? Do they tell you that they pay us more to do your videos? Because they do. They do it because they know it's more dangerous. They do it because they know it's more difficult. And they do it because, frankly, there's a lot of money laundering involved. Those labels wash a bunch of money through. We don't do it, but we know the labels are doing it 100%. Okay, they're then taking the money off the top end and you see on your royalty check, oh, they spent $150,000 on this video. Did they? Because we didn't see $150,000. Okay, so where did the money go? And to who? Their friend's company? A lot of times that's the case. Same thing with insurance companies. They charge us more to insure your videos. And it's because they know the culture that's been created. They know that the only possibility of a music video being shot up is on a rap video. And that's the truth. So change the culture. You have the power. Your people deserve it.
I don't even want to fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I see dead rappers that dead at night to get a sight.
Ghost shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga. But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer safe, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo in the Porsche's vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight, start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times. I'm in. My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall, like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Life's got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull him. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us to warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone in college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, yeah. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to cater to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it to him. Silent for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
we bow our head
up. Oh, but I know God is more than she did.
They just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. sky spinning. Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe. They count in the shops. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is enough. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They count in the shops. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, Goo?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, Goo? Please Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze, a rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push your 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a hump, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. With those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took control on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though we's getting plenty money. Looking back now, this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink. Without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hold big. They say they don't know me internationally. Niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of hovin' gigs. Me and me can never beef. I sweep that nigga from a whole big. Hove dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost? You donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's some passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down. Ooh, oh.
Come on, man. Come on.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is now. Oh, yes, he did.
Peace, y'all. What's poppin'? Hope everybody good out there. Hope y'all can hear me from the start today. Y'all let me know the vibe in the chat, please. So I know if y'all can at least hear me. I don't want no mishaps today. Yeah, but what up, y'all? Hope everybody's doing great, man. Peace out there. Peace. Yeah, so today, Thursday. A few minutes just to go through some info, get some questions in if there are any questions, and then go from there. Listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. So I know it's a couple people reach out, and I haven't been able to get everybody, but I kind of got a lot going on right now in terms of getting all these things together and orchestrating everything. So it's taking its toll. I'm tired more often than not. So I'm trying to battle through that. But right now we are getting ready to commence on the website. And the hope is to be able to create the community that we've been talking about, to, for the most part, keep our information intact on our and at the same time give you all the opportunity to go through some of this information at your own pace. So we're excited about a lot of those things, but it's going to take some work to get to where we want it to be. So a lot because we're doing this for y'all, a little bit easier. At the end of the day, again, we just want to do our part to provide as much information as possible so you can make an informed decision. So with that being said, yeah, just bear with me. I'll get back to y'all as soon as I can. Separate from that, we still have our classes going. So if you're interested, I know I haven't done too many plugs for that. You can get to our website, lawlifeacademy.com. You can check out some of the information that we have available. Most of our stuff is done through the teachings. What we're hoping to do with the website is be able to package everything and put it all out so that you can just kind of go through it at your own pace, right? Set it and forget it. So, excuse me, I don't know why I'm feeling like I'm cottonmouth or something. Excuse me. All right, so what I want to do. So, yeah, it's a lot going on. I wanted to take a second, too, to go back to Tuesday because we had a really choppy show with the connection and everything like that. So, again, I apologize for that. But let me say this. So I want to say that a huge part of the chaos that is taking place right now is centered on it's meant to be a distraction, first of all. Right now, I believe it's election season, so it's meant to be a distraction, and it's meant to be a means of dividing. Now, I've given this quite a bit of thought, and what I realized is if you go back and look at our history, you know, we're constantly fighting each other. Seldom is there an opportunity where you can point to unity prevailing and, you know, the coming together and overcoming whatever obstacles in front of us is rarely a thing to be seen with our communities. So in any instance, what we need to do is pay attention. We need to take a different approach. You know, I get it. I get it. There's a lot of controversy as to who is considered to be sellouts versus who is a stand-up person and so on and so forth. But I want to just challenge everybody to change their perspective. If our brother or sister is not so-called enlightened, if they don't want to take heed, there's nothing you can do about that. You just have to respect that. but at the same time, we need to come together and create a partnership so that we can, one, have healing in our community, and two, that we can stand together to address the concerns, because it's okay for us to have a difference in opinion or a difference in perspective. But what's not okay is for us to trash each other to the point of provoking, you know, something that can be avoided. So I say all of that to say I wanted to, you know, just revisit Tuesday. I think I was a little bit fired up because, you know, I think what's happening is a major disguise, and people see it for what it is, but don't want to bore you with that. So yeah, I just want to touch on it real quick and go from there. Aside from that, look, y'all, we got so much work to do. I am literally swamped, and not only am I swamped, I've been tired this entire week. Not sure what's come over me, but like, I've literally been struggling to keep my eyes open every day. So I got to get my energy, so to speak. But we got so much work to do. So much work to do. And I've been giving away some free stuff on YouTube, pointing y'all in a certain direction or animation so you can take advantage of it. So hopefully you've been doing that. As far as tonight goes, I wanted to encourage people. One of the things a lot of people have been reaching out to me about is like, you know, what's some of the ways that they can kind of make money, you know, if they're so-called operating in the private, right? And one of the, I guess, industries that's kind of been revived and somewhat like replenished and during the midst of this pandemic season is that of the Office of Public Notary. So I wanted to take the time to just, you know, give you some brief information. My stuff is going to be like a historical perspective, more so than a let's go on their state website and look at what their requirements are. You can do that on your own time. But understanding what the office entails and what you can and cannot do, you know, that's what I kind of want to get into tonight. So let's take a quick look and a quick dive and see what we can come up with. I am prepared today, so I don't have to scurry around trying to find anything. All right, so the history of the office of a public notary. It says a notary public is an officer. It's an officer known to the civil law, an officer who is designated as a registrar. Anciently, they were referred to as scribes, who only took notes or minutes and made short drafts of writings and instruments. Listen, both public and private. So I want y'all to understand, and I'm going to pause right there for a second, that me encouraging you to be a notary does not take away from your ability to be private. Right? Remember, it's an office. All right. Let's get back to it. As of today, in most countries, a notary public is one who publicly attests to deeds in different writings to make them authentic in another country, but principally in business relating to merchants. All right, so what they're talking about in terms of the whole to make them authentic in another country is what we consider to be the apostille process, right? When you get something apostilled, and or authenticated, right? But the function, that final step, rests with the Secretary of State, right? So you can look into those two terms as it relates to the notary public, but that's not where we're going today. All right, officers whose duties correspond closely to those of notary publics who reach all the way back to the Roman Republic, even though their duties were slightly different. All right. They're going through a different series of different countries. So let's see. In England, we learn of them as an early date, having at one time been appointed by the popes, which right was subsequently denied by the king, who assumed their control. Not until in a bill of exchange did they become fully appointed in England. So bill of exchange got them their respective roles. So the notary is recognized as a necessary in nearly all civilized countries. He is recognized by the law, and his office or his official acts are received as evidence not only in his own, but in all countries. A notary's act, official act, is seen as evidence, people. Pay attention. His duties are often of great variety and importance, consisting, for the most part, listen, in protesting foreign bills of exchange and inland bill of exchange, promissory notes. What is their large role? Listen, y'all, because people get confused. They protest
listen, exchanges, promissory notes, authenticating their dishonor by the refusal of the drawee to accept or pay them on presentation or when due. They just spoke to what we would consider in this day and age as the administrative process. But what it is a protest in its simplest form. All right, so although the authentication of transfers to property, administering the oath as to the correctness of accounts or statements of important documents, which are often necessary for transmission, to points where the parties directly in interest are unable to appear in person, the taking of deposition for actions pending in foreign or distant courts, the taking of the affidavit of mariners and masters of ships, their protest requiring care and judgment. In all such cases, the notary certificate or jurat, right, the certificate or jurat, when accompanied with his official seal of office and proper certificates of his official character, if the act is to be used beyond his own country or state, is received as prima facie evidence. That's a lot of power. They just ran through several responsibilities that a notary can take advantage of if they so choose. And I want to tell y'all that it's becoming a big business right now. So, especially in the midst of, like I said, the last few years. So, if you catch it, there's a lot in there. One can just go get a notary stamp and start providing these services. All right. Now, this makes the office, they're talking about the notary. What are they talking about? The office, not the notary themselves. What are they talking about? The office. This makes the office very important and necessarily one of caution and care, for in most cases, the notary is supposed to know the parties with whom he is dealing. He is supposed to know what he is doing, considerate not only of the interaction of the interests of the parties immediate present, but of the interest of all who shall subsequently be obliged to review or rely upon his work. So, they're going to break down the function of a notary. So, you know, hopefully y'all find this helpful. Let's go through it. So, the office, once again, is one of great importance that is generally considered. Grave complications are likely to arise from their mistakes, making them and their bondsmen liable for damages. So there you go. Most notaries, not most, if you're going to function, I should say, functioning notaries need to be bonded just in case they cause harm, right? So that's something that when someone signs up to be a notary, they typically are bonded just for errors and omission or something like that, all right? So if possible, they should be familiar with the law, mindful of what their what are legal holidays, maturing paper and presentment of same for acceptance or payment. All right. So presentment is where, this is where all presentments come from. So you got the language notary presentments, right? They should have a seal and use it on all papers when the statutes require. What requires it? The statute. All right. Pay attention. All right. So, so just to be clear, the statutory office. All right. So, in the United States, the notary's office, the notary's powers, and the notary's duties are regulated by statute and differ but slightly in the various states and territories. Courts take judicial notice of notaries within the county where the court is sitting. They take judicial notice of the notaries, all right? A notary public is a public officer. What is a notary public? A public officer. What is notary public? A public officer. So recognized by common law, the civil law, and the law of nations. Listen, y'all. Those are the three jurisdictions that are they're recognized on, all right? So when I say public and private, you should know what I mean. I'm just kidding. His duties are principally connected with commercial law. He has many duties as a statute. A bank acting as a collecting agent for its correspondent in employing a notary in his official capacity is bound to play paper in the republic. He must be a citizen of the state of which they are ministerial officers. What are you, a ministerial officer? Usually 21 years of age and a good moral character. That's still a thing, y'all. A notary public is a public officer, and under the constitution of one state, anyone holding a lucrative office under the government of the United States or any other power is ineligible to the office. All right? So if you are already in government, you can't be a notary. That's what they say. Which is crazy, because put all that together, and I just, boy, yeah, that's for y'all right there. In some states, bankers and persons holding official relations with the bank are incompetent to act as notary in cases where such bank is interested, all right? Y'all don't even know why I even paused, but my mind is going crazy. You know, this is old school, so I'm going to read it for the purpose of reading it, but it's old school, so these are not my words. I'm just reading. They say here, it speaks to women. It says, under the law, no woman under the dignity of a queen could take part in the government of the state and should hold no office except parish offices. Although a citizen, she is not entitled to take part in the government in the absence of a constitutional or legislative provision. Several of the states have removed this restriction by legislative enactment. Some states have passed enabling acts providing for their appointment. All right. So here's how appointment works. In the U.S., appointment is usually made by the governor. All right? So typically with the consent of the Senate or by special legislative enactment. We don't need to know in any of those places. All right. So a commission or license. A commission is issued on the filing of the bond and oath of office for which a fee varying in each state is required. This is usually remitted with the application for the appointment. Some states exact an annual fee. All right, I never knew that, but that's cool. The term of office is regulated by statute. A bond is usually required for a given sum with sureties approved by some state officer, usually the Secretary of State, assuring the faithful discharge of the duties of the office and accepting the liability for any damages sustained by parties from negligence or wrongful acts of the notary. So that's why you got to get bonded. All right, let me see how we doing on time before I get into this next section. Where am I? Yeah, we kicking it. All right, cool. So my thing is, like, I'm not trying to preach to y'all about the function of the notary. When I started the conversation a year ago, I believe, right, 2021, I had asked for people to spend some time getting to know the function of the notary. I said it is three things that if you can master, you'll be ahead of the curve. First, it was affirmation. Second, it was the notary. And then third, it was the postmaster, right? So the post office. If you can balance those three things, 90% of the issues that you all are dealing with would go away, all right? But again, I feel like no one takes it seriously when I try to teach them the information. They just want you to tell them what to do. And this is not a tell you what to do situation. Right now, I'm educating you to go out, if you so choose, and put yourself in a position to get the notary stamp. Why? Because you can make money off of it. Two, it'll help you with a lot of the processes that you're dealing with privately, so you can make private money off of it. And at the end of the day, it gives you the ability to keep moving the needle forward, right? For somebody else, not for yourself. So, you know, I encourage you to, you know, you got loved ones or, you know, extended family members, go get them one so that they can, you know, help you with your personal stuff or you can help yourself, all right? But again, it's not something that I feel like y'all spend the time trying to learn. So here goes the monotonous reading. And if you're paying attention, it tells you everything you need to know. All right. Now, most people typically don't know this. So let's see. An oath of office is required from notaries in all the states and is usually attached or noted on their bond. Listen and pay attention. Duties. The duties of the office, not officer, not once they talking about the officer, consist in making public acts requiring publicity as presenting, see they keep coming back to presentments, for acceptance or payment, and protesting for non-payment, commercial paper, that's those negotiable instruments, taking acknowledgments, or proofs of deeds, come on now, proofs of deeds, and other instruments in writing, taking depositions, affidavits, protests, and administering oaths, drawing legal documents. They can draw legal documents as deeds, mortgages, etc. Their duties and powers are regulated mainly by statute. So you got to keep up with what your statutory requirements are for your state, all right? So if you're not permitted, you're not permitted. All right. So powers. Huh. It says the public, notaries public of the several states, territories, and the District of Columbia are authorized to take deposition. They're authorized to do all other acts in relation to taking testimony to be used in courts, taking acknowledgments, and affirmations or affidavits in the same manner and with the same effect as commissioners of the United States Court. Think about that. The statutes of the United States confer no general authority to the Republic to administer oaths nor to administer, nor to the manner of administering. All right. A clerk of the United States Court may take acknowledgement in one particular state. In that state, notary publics, although appointed in the towns and cities, are county officers, not state officers, county, and are not confined to the towns in which they reside. All right. Let me go down. And an acknowledgement of a deed can be taken by a notary public anywhere within the county or within the state. Court ex officio take notice of the civil officers of the county in which it holds its sittings. All right. So they take it. All right. So in attachment cases, the affidavit may be made before any officer authorized by the law of the state to administer oaths if in the county seal is not required. But if it is outside of the county or state, it's required. So in Tennessee, a deed cannot be probated before a notary public by subscribing witnesses. His duty is to take acknowledgement, and the proof by witnesses must be made before the clerk of the county court. Pay attention. Learn a lot, man. For those that don't know, because I don't want to keep saying pay attention, yeah, I think like I'm just blowing past something, right? What they're talking about is like when you're dealing with taking acknowledgments, when you're dealing with deeds in particular, right? They broke up the function in Tennessee. So they're saying that when the party that's completing the deed says, okay, I sign and, you know, this is my free will and da-da-da-da-da, That's one part. You can do that through the notary. But in that state, the subscribing witnesses, right, which is the ones that are bearing proof, which wouldn't make sense. Listen to this. Why? It wouldn't make sense. But they're bearing witness to seeing the signature. So now they can't sign that document with the same notary. They got to go to the clerk of courts. All right. So a notary public having acted as agent in obtaining a loan on property for a party is not disqualified from taking the party's acknowledgement to the mortgage on the property. So pay attention. They're just going into more details. A notary having acted as such for a claimant violates no law by acting subsequently in the same manner as the claimant's attorney. So you're a notary can act as an attorney. All right. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that's just what it says. All right. Notary public of another state must certify that he has power to administer oath. It cannot be presumed. See that? Proof of, and this is why, let me pause right there. This is why a lot of the stuff that we do, sometimes they backfire, because we don't have the insight, you know, with the statute being watered down, revised, revamped, restricted, you know, it causes for a lot of inconsistency. So when you read through some of this information, you have to make sure you catch those gems and you provide them with that. Now, let's say you want to say, well, the statutes don't require this, so why I got to do it? Does it hurt? Does it take away from what you're doing? If this is supposed to be, even though they don't teach us the right way anymore, does it hurt to do it the right way? Just something to think about. All right, so proof of the official act. Proof of the official character of a notary public using a notary seal is not required. General presumption is that a notary can administer oaths unless proof to the contrary is offered. A notary has power to imprison a witness for refusing to answer a question to a deposition.
y'all heard what I just read?
This shit is dated, y'all, so forgive me. We ain't locking up nobody around here, all right? So, all right. I'm going to read this last part right here because this is the, you know, peanut butter and jelly. So, acts. Generally, their acts can only be impeached on the ground of fraud. So, the only way for you to dismiss, and this is for the courts, this is for anything, right? Only way for them to dismiss that as prima facie evidence is on the grounds of fraud, right? Anybody can, you know, 99.9% of the time should be able to get out of any situation involving fraud. Every act is accepted as prima facie as true. And for that reason, if no other, they are one of the most solemn characters. That's the notary public, all right, their act, right? Too much stress cannot be placed upon this, for often the office is looked upon as one of slight importance. You see, they demean it, right? A notary in Ohio was removed from office and fined for having certified blank receipts for the salary of a public officer, which receipts were subsequently filled out for fraudulent amounts. All documents should be properly filled out and signed by the party acknowledging before the signature of the notary is attached. Pay attention. I'm telling you this. Also, in case of the acknowledging of deeds, the parties must be known or their personality declared by attesting witnesses to the officer taking the acknowledgement, and their signature to the paper must be signed in his presence or acknowledged to him. A notary public is an officer known to the law of nations. Hence, his official acts receive credence not only in his own country, but in all others in which they are used as instrument of evidence. Pay attention. So all it is an instrument of evidence. Catch the lingo. The unsupported testimony of a party to a deed that he did not execute, it cannot prevail over the official certificate of the officer taking the acknowledgement. So once the notary says that's it, all right? Notary cannot be offered in evidence to impeach his own certificate of acknowledgement. The character notary public clearly indicate the office of notary public. Courts take judicial notice of the officers of their county, and proof of the official character of these officers is not required. So courts take judicial notice. You gotta pay attention, right? Because you're an officer of the court. All right, so in Michigan, a notary public, being a state officer, may act in any part of the state while it is proper for him to, I'm gonna stop after this section. Y'all gotta get into a lot of this stuff because I think I'm running low on time, but a lot of this stuff you need to read for yourself. I know it's a drag. I know it's kind of like, you know, for some it would be considered a little bit dry, but I promise you, there's a lot of information here that can, one, make you money, and two, help you with your process, because a lot of you all are incomplete on your processes. So, they may sign himself a notary public in and for the county for which he is appointed. His certificate of acknowledgement is not fatally defective if his county is omitted. An officer is not disqualified from acting for parties when he is beyond the fourth degree of relationship to the parties. What is beyond the fourth degree? I got to look into that. By the universal consent of nations, credence is given to the attestation of a notary. As a public officer, his office, right, accepts the people generally and does not concern alone a particular distinct or private individuals. You know, that's by choice. This is shown from the antiquity of the office, nature of their duties, and the fact that their acts have always been respected by the customs of merchants and the courts of all countries. Excuse me. In Louisiana, notary statement that a will was written by him as dictated by the testator in the presence and hearing of the witnesses whose names are mentioned and then read by him to the testators in the presence and hearing of said witnesses at one and the same time without interruption or turning aside meets all the code requirements. They just told you a lot about the wills. And what you should take from that is what they're talking about in terms of there's a trick to proving the will beforehand, and you can, you know, have a reading of the will. Submitted deal. Let me say it that way. All right. As an officer de facto, his acts cannot be collaterally assailed by third parties. If an officer is in his place by appointment or election and proceeds in the regular discharge of his duty, though he has not in all respects in qualifying complied with the statutes, his acts are entitled to credit. See, there's not much you can do, y'all. The statutes do not declare that the acts of the notary who fails to comply with their provisions shall be null and void, but they provide for a penalty. And that's why you get bonded. I'm going to stop right there, see if y'all have any questions real quick. But what you need to do is just check out your state website, see what they, what information they provide on the notary, see how you go ahead and, you know, qualify for becoming a notary. I know it's very tough. I've heard so many different things in California. I've never looked into it. But I know it's very tough for you to get that appointment in California, and I wonder why. But for everybody else, this should be a breeze and a cakewalk. So just take the time to go through it. It's easy. It's very light. Right now, there's things that you can do, like become a mobile notary. And like I said, if you're dealing with the public, so to speak, you can do that on that side of the fence. And if you're dealing with the private side of the fence, then you can do that. Now, y'all need to hurry up because a lot of these protocols do not require anything but the name of the party that's going to be act as a notary. I know some states are really stringent, so that's not across the board. But most of them don't have too many requirements, like, you know, SS numbers and stuff like that. So y'all just need to pay attention and get to these offices while you can so you can take advantage of them, all right? So I just gave you a loophole and a way, you know, to take care of your family. It's a big movement right now, that industry. So if you don't know, check it out. You know, start doing something of your own. All right? With that being said, I'm going to call it a quick night. Appreciate y'all coming in and, you know, checking us out. We got a webinar on Saturday. I did not do my due diligence with that, with everything else that I got going on. So I know I got a couple people already signed up. So we'll see, you know, if anybody else joins us. But I'm just going to keep it for a small group because they're already there. And then we'll go from there. I'll give you all the update next week. So, again, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all again for tapping in. I'll see y'all on Tuesday. Peace. Yeah.